You're listening to Dave and Darren in the Morning on Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. That's a good decision because Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader is joining us here live. Welcome back, Mike.
Hey, it's good to be here. That's good timing. I literally just sat down.
Well, yeah.
Wow, okay.
How about that?
Well done.
Would you rather...
We saw you coming.
No, every once in a while there's a few minutes, you know, we get to listen to a song or whatever, but...
We can play another song if you'd like.
I'm all right. I'm here, you know.
There's a lot to get into, and I guess we should start with the Academy Award nominations.
Sure, yeah, why not?
You, I think, predicted when Everything Everywhere All at Once initially was released.
Yeah.
You said this thing is going to be huge at the Oscars.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling back then. This is the one where the woman kind of goes through all the multiverses and has to deal she has to like use her knowledge from every life she's ever had in over trillions of worlds to destroy this creature. And yeah, it's so hard to describe, but it has everything. It is funny and sad and really exciting, and it's a blast. Yeah.
You wouldn't be upset if this thing won Best Picture.
No, I think it's gonna too. It's very underdoggy in a way where it's like, oh yeah, that spunky little time travel movie with the martial arts and Michelle Yeoh.
And
Short Round. It's the one from that Kihoi Kwan is in.
Okay, it'll make everyone that's voting happy.
Yes, I think it's the happy choice, and that's what we have to look for these days because like. Coda, of course, winning, and Parasite. I mean, it's like it's the ones that make you feel good for being a voter. It's like, I did something good today. So
You had also told us last week that you thought All Quiet on the Western Front was going to make quite an appearance.
It did.
The nominees.
Yeah, and, got and, nine.
Once again, you're second place.
I did okay. I tied apparently the number of correct guesses this year. I thought I beat my record and like texted people saying, I beat my record.
This is my year.
And then I recounted. I was like, oh,
it's just a tie.
Idiot.
Just as good as I always am.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you get? I guess I'm more interested in what you got wrong. What did you not see coming?
Well, what nobody saw was the Andrea Riseborough for Best Actress. She hadn't been nominated for anything. It's this little independent drama about a woman in Texas, alcoholic woman in Texas, that made $27,000 in release. Tiny, tiny little thing. And it wasn't nominated for like any Globes or any SAG Awards or anything. But the week of the voting, all of these voters came out of the woodwork and started hosting parties for her. And because she's been great for years.
That's kind of fishy, isn't it? Like,
well, it feels a little fishy, but
little
I mean,
coordinated.
But it was like Kate Winslet and Kate Blanchett and Allison Janney. And I mean, Oscar winner after Oscar winner said, you got to watch this movie because the studio is such a low budget indie place that they didn't have the money to have a campaign. They were like, that shouldn't cost someone a nomination they deserve. So, I mean, I like the attitude behind it. She's great. I can't wait to see it now. But so it was like the DIY campaign of all time. I mean, it actually worked. It was amazing.
But she's going to lose to Cate Blanchett, isn't she?
Yeah, unless Michelle Yeoh pulls it off. Which I could see. But that Cate Blanchett performance, you just can't even deny that. It's silly to try.
The only movie you missed out on for Best Picture was Triangle of Sadness.
Yeah, that was a runner-up.
What is Triangle of Sadness?
That was the one that sat on a cruise ship with all these really rich, shishi people, and then the cruise ship has a calamity at sea. They wind up in an island, and the woman who cleans the toilets is like, you remember that?
I'm in charge.
Now I'm in charge. I am the captain.
Because I know how to do things.
I can fish and I can cook. Right. Yeah. So it's great. It's great fun. Yeah. It's a good lineup. The only movie I don't like is The Fablemans. It's a Spielberg movie. Yeah. So that's a good year.
Yeah.
That's all right. You know.
You were 5 for 5 on your Best Actor predictions.
Uh-huh. I did good there.
You went 4 for 5 on your Best Supporting Actress. Best Supporting Actor, you sure didn't see Judd Hirsch getting a nomination.
No, I mean, it was possible, but he's in one scene. And I was like...
What?
Oh, no, he's in one scene. It's like an 8-minute-long scene.
Oh, okay.
And it's Judd Hirsch, you know, eating up the scenery like only Judd Hirsch can do.
And is that The Fablemans?
That's The Fablemans, yeah. But I was glad he got in over Paul Dano, at least, who plays Spielberg's dad and who I like in general a whole lot, but was colossally uninteresting in that movie. So... They made a good choice there, at least. Yeah.
He was nominated for Academy Award in 1980 for Ordinary People.
Yeah, that's a record between nominations. 42 years he had to wait for a second one. Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea.
Judd Hirsch, 87, killing it, you know?
There you go.
And John Williams, what, 90 and just got his 53rd nomination?
Who?
John Williams, composer.
Oh, okay, right, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's done some good work.
He's got credits.
Oh, well, we'll see what happens when the Academy Awards happen in March.
They did good this year, I thought.
Yeah, overall, you're pretty happy.
I am indeed. Yeah, worked out well.
Now, what movies have you seen since the last time we had a chance
There's this new cyber thriller called Missing, which is apparently a genre called screen life, which I had not heard before, but it's where all the action in the movie takes place on computer screens or phones, and so you see the whole thing basically through a screen life perspective. And it's kind of a follow-up to a movie called Searching that came out a few years back and was a pretty decent hit. It's about a girl who has to find her mother when her mother goes missing on vacation, and she's stuck in Los Angeles and her mom's in Colombia. And so it's like, okay, who do I find that can help me, you know, since
how
I can't travel.
How do I piece this together?
Yeah. And so basically she hires a Colombian version of TaskRabbit to like hunt down her mother. But she also has to talk to like hotel clerks in Colombia. So while she's talking, they don't understand English. Yeah. She's also on another screen typing in screen translator and stuff. Yeah. So it moves really fast. It's fun. It ends kind of poorly, but it's clever.
The battery runs out on the laptop.
Wouldn't that be great? And it just ends. The movie's just over.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal.
Like Holy Grail. And it just stops. No end credits.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's decent. I had an okay time with that.
And then you saw a movie called, is it EO?
EO, yeah. Yeah, that's
not Captain EO.
No, that's a tough sit in many ways. That's playing in Iowa City. It's up for Best International Feature Film. It's from Poland, and it's about a donkey that travels the country, and that's pretty much it. Uh-huh. He starts in a circus, and he gets released from the circus. Then he goes to a farm.
Does the donkey talk?
No. And he's not cute.
He doesn't kick field goals or anything?
No.
Gus.
That was a mule, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Or Francis. Was Francis,
Francis
the donkey?
Francis was the talking mule, wasn't it?
Francis was the mule. Gus was the donkey.
Yeah.
Gus could have been a donkey.
Maybe they were both mules.
Field goal kicking donkey.
That's a great movie.
That is a fine film.
Yes.
So yeah,
this is not that movie.
It's like a nature documentary, but with a story. But it's grim.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, donkeys don't have the best life.
Yeah.
That's a beast of burden indeed.
Oh no. Boy.
It was rough. Yeah. But very, very well done. Very good.
And then there's a Hugh Jackman movie called The Sun.
There isn't as of tomorrow, but because it's the worst.
Really?
Oh, my Lord. This is by the guy who did The Father. We talked about this a little last
week.
The Anthony Hopkins movie.
He
won for that. And so this one is about New York parents, played by Hugh Jackman, and Laura Dern, whose teenage son hasn't been going to school for a month and is incredibly depressed. And it has... And there's not a believable moment in it. It's like these parents are just like, how about a change of scenery, son? You know, how about you live with your pop for a while? That'll cheer you up. You know, and he keeps making suicide attempts and he doesn't go to school. Yeah. And they're all like, gosh, I just don't know what to do. You know, it's like,
I never saw the signs.
How about, let's start with some medication, maybe.
Right. Maybe go see a doctor.
God almighty. And it's based on a French play. And it's been translated into English. But it still sounds like the playwright had never heard an American person talk, because it's that stilted kind of conversation where it's like, you know, we're pleased to see you here, son. And nobody speaks like that, you know? And so it's filled with really good people. And Anthony Hopkins is in it again, and Vanessa Kirby. And they're, except for Hopkins, who's fantastic, they're all terrible because you don't buy a word that's coming out of their mouths. It was so, so poor. Ugh.
We need to talk about the movies that you're going to go see now that you've reviewed all of these.
Yeah.
Are we getting Infinity Pool?
We are. I don't know anything about it.
It looks like they're struggling.
James.
I've seen the poster and it's wigging me out.
James,
what's happening in this thing?
I don't know.
James and M. Foster are enjoying an all-inclusive beach vacation.
Okay.
On the fictional island of La Tolca.
Uh-huh.
When a fatal accident exposes the resort's perverse subculture of hedonistic tourism, reckless violence, and surreal horrors.
This is becoming a genre, isn't it?
Like going to a resort and horrible things happen.
Don't leave home is what they want. Yeah. Is what I think that's the moral of all these stories. Just stay home. Stream something, will ya?
There's also a movie called Fear. Are we getting this one?
No. What is that?
A much-needed getaway and celebration weekend
really
turns into a nightmare
really?
Due to a contagious airborne threat.
Wow.
Fear said to be opening wide this weekend, but we're not getting that one.
No,
huh?
We're not. We're getting...
Are we getting Distant?
No. What are these things
Distant,
you're finding?
It says here, opens wide. Universal Pictures presents Distant in theaters on Friday. Distant follows an asteroid miner who, after crash landing on an alien planet, must make his way across the harsh terrain, running out of oxygen, hunted by strange creatures, to the only other survivor.
Okay. Because again, he's a tourist. He's traveling somewhere. Yeah, right. Shouldn't go, apparently. What are these things? I have no idea. No. Infinity Pool, we're getting a couple Oscar nominees that haven't opened yet. Women Talking and Living. And they're reopening like everything. Well, they're literally reopening everything everywhere all at once. But also, also Elvis and Banshees of Inisherin and Top Gun. I mean,
all that stuff's coming
it's
back.
All coming back this weekend. Yeah. So you get your chance to get caught up.
Women Talking is a movie I guess I don't remember us talking about.
We haven't yet. No.
So you haven't seen it yet?
Nope, not that. Or Living. Women Talking's up for Best Picture and screenplay.
And what's Women Talking again?
It's the new Sarah Polley picture.
It's the new Sarah Polley picture.
God, do I love Sarah Polley.
She's great,
isn't she?
Yeah. Go is where I fell in love with her.
Yeah, ditto.
Oh, fantastic in that.
She's great too. What's the movie where the kids die in a bus plunge?
The Sweet Hereafter.
Oh my God, that movie will break your heart.
That one hurts a lot.
Anyway,
yeah,
this has been Mike and Dave Love Sarah Polley. Oh,
she's
the greatest.
She's tremendous.
Yeah, The Sweet Hereafter. I got done watching that and I thought,
oh,
maybe I don't need to watch movies ever again.
Ever again, right? Yeah, really? That one really hurt. That one had me shaking a few times where it was like, oh, I can't even look.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Oh boy, that's saying
man,
something.
Yeah. And it's not like, I mean, it's not, there's not violence or anything that you see, but it's all implied like emotional terror. Man.
That's not a date night movie.
No, but it is good. I'm with you.
But she's a director in this Women
Talking. This is about a group of Mennonite women who get together because they realize that all the men of the community have been drugging them and raping them and impregnating them, and they didn't know anything about it, and they just found out.
So Sarah Polley feel-good flick.
Exactly right. It's
going to
make the Sweet Hereafter look like Elf.
She's directing. She's not in the
movie,
right?
She wrote and directed it, yes.
Well, there you go. He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. You can read his reviews in the paper, the River Cities Reader, or online at rcreader.com.
Please
You're off to the theater, buddy.
Off to the infinity pool.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks, Mike.
Sure. Thanks, guys.